Hi, I'm Ashley Appa.
And I'm Hayley Tanto.
Welcome to Call an Adult, a Pretty Little Liars recap podcast.
Each week, we'll dive headfirst into the absolutely bonkers world of PLL as we recap the iconic series.
Where everyone is hot.
And no one calls an adult.
Let's go, bitches.
Ay. Hello.
Woo, hello.
We always start with a shimmy and a hello.
And now people get to see it because this is once again being filmed.
I don't know why.
If you're listening, we both just waved emphatically.
We're waving at you, dear listener and dear watcher, cuck in the bushes.
Cucks, hey, the ultimate cuck.
And that's a compliment on this podcast.
Of course.
You know what I mean? To be like a stalker, a cuck.
It's canon. It's Andrew Cunanan.
It's Andrew Cunanan, if you will.
And we will.
We always will.
We always
can
will.
And we will. Ash, how are you? How's your week?
My week? Okay. We touched on it a little bit before we started recording. Guys, I've had crazy constipation related things.
And if you know Ash well enough, you know her body be bubbling. You know what I mean? Like that, like... It bubbles.
Your body be bubbling.
Your body be bubbling.
It does. It does be. It do be.
Yeah. So I feel like that's...
It might all be
it's
bubbling.
On brand for you, unfortunately, that I think people would not be shocked to...
To know. Yeah. No, yeah. Michael B. Jordan, more like Michael B. Bubbling.
Bubbling.
Well, yeah. But apart from that, things
are you feeling better?
Quite good. I'm feeling mostly better. I will say I did poo this morning.
Good.
It was difficult.
Oh.
But it happened.
I was going to say, was it a good one? But... I won't press too hard.
And how are you? How's your week?
I'm good. It's a busy time for both of us. Like Comedy Fest is coming up. I think by the time this comes out, Comedy Fest will have like...
come and gone.
Or like your run at least and like the run I'm directing would have come and gone. But this weekend is such a nice creative weekend for me. Like yesterday I was directing the boys.
Our boys.
Jada Mishuli is one of them. He was season one of the episodes.
Guest.
I think like the penultimate. I think so.
We love you. We love you, Jaden.
If you're in Melbourne, see Oh Happy Gay by Mr. Act. No, it'll be done.
It'll be done, but if you...
But know that it existed. And also see Restless with Ashley Appa. But again,
but also,
know that it existed.
Excuse me. I had to
bubbling.
Bubbling. Bubbling. You know what? Let's give the people a peek behind the curtain. And I'm going to keep this in. I think after we record this episode, we record a little come see these Comedy Festival shows to put in episodes that will be out during Comedy Festival.
I think that's a grand idea.
And if you watched it, tell us what you thought. Because
give feedback.
We love to improve. Hayley, a creative weekend sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and then last night I had an improv show that was really fun. And now we're here for multiple hours. So... And it's so nice because if like work is tough, I'm just like, oh, it's so good to do what I love with the people I love.
What I love with the people I love.
To watch PLL, I was saying to Ash that I was watching I was watching a season one recap of PLL this morning. It was a really good compilation because it was just like every previously on Pretty Little Liars.
That's so smart.
And because at first I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, oh, this is great. And it reminded me of... Like R.I.P. Sean, R.I.P. Emily's Ben Stiller looking boyfriend, Ben?
Ben.
Ben?
Ben.
I was like, haven't seen Lucas in ages, haven't seen Noel in ages. Like, you know, I just was like, wow, look at all these people.
Look at all these guys.
Meredith.
To all of them.
So that's my weekend.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. And you know what else I love? This stupid show.
Me too.
And today we are... continuing to watch the silliness, you know. We're getting into it.
We really are. Season four's there's a lot of information.
There's so much. Well, we must remember that like most of season four, right, is within a month.
Yes. Yes.
Even more. I think it's like part of season three to mid season five or something.
Yes. Because this has come up now a couple of times.
Yeah.
And every time we kind of forget. But no, it's like all of like, yeah, a few seasons are in like one. Oh, it's just banana.
Time frame. Woof. Dare I say? Woof, woof. Are there any dogs in this show to say woof?
Are they going to be like, are there any dogs in this room? Woof. There are.
Doesn't Jessica De Laurentiis have a dog for a second that finds something?
Oh, probably. I feel like there's not many cats. I don't.
Isn't there a dog going to find something?
Probably.
You could say any situation and be like, isn't that in this show? And yeah, maybe.
Probably. If it's got like a doll or a mum or a small woman or a man trying to date teenagers, like, yes, it's in this show.
The top five things about this show: small women, pedos,
dolls,
mums, and
I don't remember. Yeah.
Fucked outfits, maybe?
Oh, definitely.
Fucked outfits. You know, maybe comment on this episode if you're watching on YouTube and tell us what you think the fifth thing is. Friendship.
And lies. Lies.
Treachery. That filled my mouth with saliva to say that.
I wanted to say something before, but it is gone, which is probably for the best because we should crack into the episode.
I want you to say it.
But I don't remember what it was. Oh, just that we don't have many, like, cats. I feel like cats are very PLL coded as like a cat girl.
Do you think that Aria would non-ironically love the musical Cats?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. Definitely.
She is a jellical cat.
Yeah. I just can't believe we have a talking bird, but we don't have like one dog.
I swear there is a dog.
Yeah.
That finds something.
There's yeah.
A hockey stick?
Oh, yes.
The way that we've been doing this podcast that is so dedicated to the show for years now, and we still don't know anything.
But that was the thing, like watching these recaps, and then I was like watching some of Mike one to just kind of like remind myself of like season two, especially because like it, as the audience knows, it takes us just ages to get through this.
Yeah.
So much stuff gets like washed away. The hockey stick. Wow. Anyway, all right.
This episode that we are covering today is season 4, episode 3.
Cats in the Cradle with the Silver Spoon.
Cats Cradle. And then To Us with the Silver Spoon, of course. Which was directed by King Norman Buckley.
Ooh.
And written by King Joseph Doherty.
Wow.
This episode came out on June 25th, 2013.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you if you're a June 25th baby, including Lele Pons.
Mm-hmm. I know her from Dancing with the Stars last year.
YouTube person.
And a YouTube person.
George Michael, RIP King.
RIP. James Kennedy. He is James Kennedy from Vanderpump Rules' godfather.
What?
May he RIP.
RIP.
Because this season he gets his dog back from Rachel/Raquel and his name was Graham, but then he's like, I want to rename it because it's good for like if a dog's been through something. And like behavioral issues, so he names it Hippie. And we're like, okay, he's like, because of George Michael, my godfather. We're like, all right.
Rest. May he. Happy birthday, Linda Cardellini, who every time I say her name, I say Cardinelli, but this time I read it as I said it. Queen.
She is icon. Incredible and has delivered so many incredible performances.
Lindsay Weir. Her performance in Dead to Me.
Legally Blonde.
Oh.
I didn't mean to shoot him. I thought it was you walking through the door.
The perm.
Velma.
Didn't know what a perm was before her.
Velma. No, truly, like perms, we all know.
Important. Important woman, important culture. Speaking of important women in culture, Angela Kinsey from The Office, obviously.
This is a good birthday.
Happy birthday.
This is a good birthday list.
Anthony Bourdain, RIP.
RIP. Oh,
happy
God.
Birthday, King.
Yeah.
Still scrolling. Busy Phillips, happy birthday, Queen.
Wow.
Iconic. She was probably the only person who could replace Amy Poehler. Two Freaks and Geeks.
People.
Twin birthdays. Wow. Busy Phillips was excellent as Regina's mom in the new Mean Girls.
I still haven't seen the new Mean Girls, which is crazy. I don't know how that happened. I was like fanging to see it. And then I was fanging to see it. And then I didn't see it.
Impeccable. Now, Hayley, of course we need you to guess what the number one song
of course
on June 25th, 2013 was. So I've got three songs for you to choose from. Okay.
Right.
The first one is Cruise by Florida Georgia Line.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke featuring T.I. and Pharrell.
Mm. And, but peek behind the curtain, we have been recording these in bulk. So it has been a while since we last recorded.
Yes.
And we haven't been able to like re-listen to that episode.
No.
I assume Blurred Lines won last time. I feel like that's kind of spoiler. I'll say Blurred Lines.
Okay. You're correct. This is the least, the most anticlimactic.
That was playing in Pilates this morning as a remix and I hated it.
Ugh.
It was kind of like a bop, but I was like, oh, yucky. Robin Thicke.
Thick in the head. Yuck. More like Robin Yuck.
Exactly. Sorry, I don't know why. I just stared at you like.
Mesmerized.
What? Yeah, I was like, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Robin Yuck.
Robin Yuck to all of them. Hayley, can you please tell me what Australian streaming service Stan is saying?
Literally always I can do that. A hits close to home. Melissa, Tori DeVito returns.
I knew it. I actually, when I was watching on Stan, I checked them to see what they were this time. And I was so excited. Like,
we're going to get a yell.
We're going to get a yell. And we got one.
And then Dale was like, even Dale did it. I mean, he and he yelled it. It's like, Tori DeVito. And I was like, it's kind of more like a, Tori DeVito. Yeah,
you gotta pitch it up, Dale.
And then we Googled if she's related to Danny, which I don't know if we've done on this pod.
Is she?
Because I was like, I don't think she is. No, they're spelt differently maybe as well. But no, she's not related to Danny DeVito.
That makes me really sad, actually.
Yeah.
Imagine the crossover we could have had.
Huge.
Because imagine then if he could have been, imagine if he was A all along.
Danny DeVito would eat up this show as someone, as like Hannah's uncle. Him and Hannah would do really good scenes together.
Imagine him and Shay Mitchell.
No.
That would be so funny.
I cannot.
It would be really bad. It would be really bad and it would be very funny to watch, I think.
I simply cannot. I would love him as someone's uncle.
Get him on the spin-off.
Yeah, Original Sin.
Right.
Let's do it.
The Original Sin was not casting him. Okay, now we're going to hear from the 12-year-olds, of course, the Girlianas, Little Miss and Mr. and they slay, whoever is writing these goddamn Wikipedia descriptions. Here we go. Okay. Everyone has become a suspect as Hannah discovers a board filled with pictures, notes and connecting lines at the Rosewood PD. I cannot wait to talk about that. Melissa returns to Rosewood and appears to know more than she's letting on. When the girls find a strange mask with an address printed on the inside in Ali's belongings, they seek out the mask maker, Hector Lime, who tells them that he made masks for Ali and her friends.
Oh, we've got stuff on Hector.
Hector, sir. Hannah steals one of Hector's masks. Keeping that all in.
Oh, yeah.
Hector. Hannah.
Hell.
Hannah steals one of Hector's masks. Say that 5 times and see why I fucked it up so many times.
I was so ready to be like, Hannah steals one of Hector's masks. Then I was like, hack.
Then you're like, I'm a hack.
I am a hack.
And aren't we all?
Hannah steals one of Hector's masks.
When she sees who it is modeled after. / Melissa. Ala contemplates going to Europe with her boyfriend, Zach.
Do it.
Aria pushes her to do so after Emily texts her, implying that A is targeting Emily's parents. Yeah. Hannah continues to pry into Ashley's whereabouts at the time of Wilden's murder, causing more tension between the two. Caleb reconciles with Jamie and, on suspicion of Ashley's devious actions, hunts down Tom Marin and asks him to look out for Hannah if Ashley is convicted. Hannah. Spencer and Toby discover a clue at Radley that suggests his mother may not have committed suicide but been moited. Aria and Jake bond over popcorn and a movie. And the A scene, A looks at Emily's x-ray of her shoulder. Oh my God.
I find that funny on the Jake and Aria thing because I feel like that was not the point of that scene. I think the point was that he's like not that great for her.
Of course,
that they don't have like old movies in common.
And to remind us that the only movies shown in Rosewood are black and white films.
Apart from Transformers 2
at the cinema.
Only for
Ashley Marin when she's getting a divorce and sad.
Yep.
Okay.
But yeah, just the 12-year-olds, I'm like, I reckon that's a D.
That was a D.
Because they misinterpreted a scene.
And they're also trying to make me absolutely flop.
Yeah,
with
that
pronouncing
was completely on them.
Word salads.
Yeah.
Do better.
this opens with the girls, our girls at the brew. They're going through Ali's stuff, which I find mental that they're in a public space going through all of Ali's shit that Jessica gave to Emily?
Hannah? I think so. I think it was Emily when Emily went over and saw the like yes. twin poster.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Yep. Oh, and then I've written every second PLL scene with Emily has her rubbing a body part, then acting coy about it. Which honestly might just be the shoulder.
It's just but it the just shoulder, feels like everything like, is. If you're going to rub, like, I'm going to say it. Rub your clit.
Rub.
Let us see.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if you're hurt.
Doesn't matter if you're hurt. Get yourself off and have a good time because you're going through a lot. You deserve a wank.
She just does it so obviously. And then someone's like, are you okay? She's like, no, like literally nothing. It's like, okay, you're giving yourself a massage.
Sorry. Sorry for taking cues. My note literally for this scene just says girls playing with bird paraphernalia.
And that's correct.
Because that's what's that's happening.
Funny. That's
most of the stuff that they've been given is Tippy's. No, Tippy doesn't just have things. Tippy has like a whole trunk full of goods.
That's because Tippy's the diva.
Tippy is the
diva. Tippy has like a better English comprehension than me. Like, and.
I can never get it exactly right. It's different.
No, I just changed that quite a bit. I also have a note that I'm like, Spencer has a problem with Arya dating Jake? Question mark? Because I think she says something like, he's just fine, is he? Of like, I think the implication is like, doesn't sound like real love.
Yeah. But also.
Shush.
It's hot. He's better than Arya. He's better than Ezra, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't have to like be in a grooming relationship.
We know Spencer also likes those.
That was in that season one recap I was watching, like the Ren and the Spencer, like the, I fully
the
had
Ian
forgotten.
And the Spencer the also. Ian and the,
I'd forgotten how like big those plot or like how many scenes of that there were. Everyone looks so young.
Little babies.
Very little babies.
Yes. In and they also have Allison's diaries, which is important to know in this scene.
True. Ella Carl Richards Montgomery and Zach are chatting on a couch nearby and he's going to go to Vienna to make cakes. And I wrote, go Ella, go.
I wrote Zach going to Austria. Ella.
Oh yeah. Why do I write Vienna? It's Austria. Oh no. Vienna is the city in Austria.
Vienna's in Austria. Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. You're doing a great job. Little Miss Geography is killing it. Mm-hmm. Also, I've written Spencer pulling off a Gabriella Montez-esque side plait. She has like a plait to the side that in, we did family photos in 2006 when I was 11 years old that I tried to mimic that plait of Gabriella Montez, aka Vanessa Ann Hudgens, because at that time she was Vanessa Ann, where it's, she has naturally curly hair. It's a side plait and then it's a plait and it's got curly ends and I hand curled my very straight hand to that and it looks horrible. Tren Belisario, inspired by, I think.
Did it look good? Like I don't remember. Did it look good?
Yeah, it's giving horse girl.
Okay. She has good hair. I wrote she does. A note about her hair either in this episode or the next one. Something she has good hair.
Something she has good hair. Also, I watched this episode with my friend Georgia who had a bunch of fun
great
little things to say. So she'll pop in every now and then. And she said one of the things that Arya Zach says.
Yes, this is my next note. Take motherhood off the table for 1 minute.
What?
I said that's such a man sentence, even though I agree. I don't agree with that sentence. I agree with Ella going to Vienna.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's such like a single man sentence. But we'll take motherhood off. She has dependence.
George's response was,
Byron's out fucking and sucking, as he should.
As he should be. And he has been. George's response was, oh yeah, I forgot women could do that. Just take motherhood off the table.
Yeah, yeah. Just leave him alone in the house.
Also in this scene, we find out that Mona is nowhere to be seen. She's not been at school. No one's freaking out, but they're like, where's Mona?
It's making them a bit nervous.
As I would say, it should.
And it should. Mm. And then Hannah finds a mask, of course.
But not like the mask.
No.
It's like a masquerade-esque mask. Mm. For now. Then Melissa and her bob, or her lob, I guess, are back.
It looks good on her.
It does look good on her.
I think she could do anything.
It does.
But it is bobbin.
It is bobbin.
It's like, it's lobbin and it's bobbin. It is, it's, it really like fills the space.
It does. And she's a gangly woman. And yes. Another quote from Georgia was that says that she thinks Melissa looks like a Betty Spaghetti doll.
That's good.
And I really do agree. She's flailing.
Mine was Melissa in a peplum. Peplums are back. Because at the Oscars, like several people were wearing peplum style dresses.
Emma Stone
and someone else.
And that's everyone.
And that's peplums are back. And then I've got Spencer Grills Melissa, which is not helpful.
Yeah, I've written the Hastings sisters have a creepy spa and Melissa might be going to London for an internship.
Yes. And Melissa says, it might be time for us to get out of this little town if we know what's good for us. And she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
It's ominous.
They all should have been getting out of this little town.
I completely. Hey, Melissa. You are right.
You are right.
For once.
You know, they should all go join Ashley Mariner, the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Which will come up. Jesus. Now,
much ado about nothing.
Much ado about conference. Now, Caleb is back and looking for his dad. He went to...
Oh, no, anything goes. So
Papa Town.
The reference I was making in Much Ado About Nothing is the musical that Ashley talks about and it's Anything Goes. I think it might be in the next.
Right. The musical that she goes to see in New York.
Yes.
But honestly, I would like to. We should double down. Much ado about nothing.
Much ado about nothing.
Because there is nothing at the end of the day.
Just some people would be like, everything. Why did she just say that? Why not?
Take a crazy chance.
Why not? Is that Hillary Duff?
Crazy dance. Oh, you better believe it is. Yeah. Then, Caleb is back from looking for his dad and we find out that they went fishing. Lol.
Cats in the cradle with the silver spoon. The man on the moon. Uncle Dad Jamie. Yeah, it went fine is kind of what I wrote.
Yeah. And then Hannah is like distracted the whole time. He's like talking about, you know, something that's been so important to them both for so long. And he's like, yeah. And then I fish with my dad and she's just like.
I wrote Hannah Wig Marin is concerned about her mum. Because you said that thing about the wig, I was like.
The wig is
wig watch.
We got to be on wig watch. Important.
And that's Hannah Wig Marin.
But of course she's distracted because she's worried that A is setting her mum up. To take the fall for Wilden's
moita. She's very distracted. They're outside the church and the church board, notice board.
Has a quote.
It has a quote.
Shakespeare quote.
Much ado about nothing.
Much ado about nothing.
It says, they whose guilt within their bosoms lie imagine, every eye beholds their blame. Oh, wait, sorry. They whose guilt within their bosoms lie imagine every eye beholds their blame. Iambic pentameter.
How much guilt is in your bosom?
A lot. They kind of hurt because I think I'm a few days away from my period.
From guilt?
From guilt.
From confessing.
From taking out Wilden.
You know how in Mean Girls, Karen's like, my breasts can always tell when it's raining. Mine's like a new crime spin-off series.
Yeah.
You know, they can always tell when a murder's been committed nearby.
A blonde girl is dead.
In a rage.
In a small town.
In a small town that has a private yet public school. Then Alakar Richards Montgomery says, and I have no context for what she's saying this about, but it made me laugh so much. You'd be surprised how long a second can last.
Yes.
That's really funny to me. One. I don't think I would be surprised. I think if it's one, it's probably, I reckon 1 second lasts.
I think it's surprising how long a minute can last.
Which is 60 seconds
an
from what
I've
heard.
An hour. I get that. A second is... I don't know.
I think being able to measure that is pretty simple.
Yeah. Which is why she should go. They're also like book shopping. I think they're like at a like either a vintage bookshop or like just a bookshop.
These girls and their books.
Also, I think as Aria's like, do you want to go? And I'm like, of course she wants to go.
Who wouldn't want to go to Vienna?
You're her dependent.
And also going to the just like chill while the man you're with makes cake.
But also, and I don't mean like, I know that traveling is costly, but also like Ella can visit him. Yeah. I feel like she could go for like a month and come back.
She could literally have her cake and eat it.
And eat it too.
In Vienna.
Yum.
Important. Then Spenny is trying to find the tippy phone number and figure out who it goes to. She's, I don't know if it's in this point, but in a different part of the episode where she's like looking up databases for something and she's like, I've tried everything. And it just seems like she hasn't.
Yes. I think I have a note about that somewhere. Or I know what you're talking about. Toby's still thinking about his mum, this plot line. It keeps going.
It keeps on going because...
It persists.
Nevertheless, she persisted. She being Spenny, saying, we should go to Al Rados and check out...
And learn the truth.
Charlie Puth.
And I miss Radley. Like, I'm more Radley, more life.
More Radley, more life. Excuse me for that burp.
The body be bubbling.
The body be bubbling. Also, next is maybe one of my favorite quotes in the episode. Okay.
Say it. I haven't written anything down, so.
Ashley Marin says to Hannah, you're looking at me like you think I might steal your chicken satay.
That made me want a chicken satay.
I want a chicken satay always.
I want to eat takeaway with these women so bad.
Hayley, should we find a way to eat chicken satay today?
Yes, hopefully. I feel like nothing is ever open on a Sunday arvo where we record.
Sunday arvo, we're recording.
Chicken satay.
Sunday arvo chicken satay.
Yum. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. I also am very warm though.
Yeah, you are.
So a satay doesn't fully appeal to me. Also,
hot bitch wants a chicken satay. I have to announce, I just got away with the sillies. Watch out.
Good. I think we've been there. I think we are at the silly point. And that's bad. We have 4 hours of recording.
I don't think that's bad. I think it's gonna take us to heights.
I think it's gonna be high value.
Exactly.
High value content.
Speaking of high value, Hannah refers to Ashley Marin's New York business trip as not a pleasure trip. What is a pleasure trip? What is she talking about? And it made me, it made me laugh.
Because it's kind of like you traveling for work or leisure, right? Is often like a thing. Or it's like that for work or leisure.
Is it like a funny joke about Hannah not understanding
that it's
leisure? I think so.
Like
a Catherine
Kimism. Of like
a foxy moron,
specifically,
yeah.
Specifically, he's like Bane Marie of my life.
He's like an octopus spreading his testicles over all departments. That's my favorite one.
So funny. I just want to note, Hannah is putting out the tiniest plates for the tiniest women. They're really small, and tiny women are, as we said, one of the 5 key
absolutely
things about this show. And then
five things.
That's an improv game.
You're welcome.
Ashley makes the poor choice of lying about. So I thought Ashley, I wrote down Ashley makes the poor choice of lying about going to a musical in New York, which is, she's like, and then Hannah's like, what was the musical? And Ashley's like, Anything goes.
Or as you call it, Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing. And it, but it
much
made
ado
me
about
think
anything
like, oh no,
goes.
Hannah's going to like look up the Broadway, like.
Imagine if then
and
it
find
cut
out
to,
that wasn't on. But turns out it actually.
It was. It cuts to Hannah looking it up and then being like, maybe I'll go see this. And then Hannah's story, Hannah disappears because she decides to just go see Broadway shows.
That would be great.
That would be a great spinoff.
Oh.
And then she writes one about the disappearance. Okay, they've made multiple spin-off TV shows. What if they make a musical, a PLL musical?
I think we should write
I think
that.
We should. That is what I meant.
Pretend you never said that.
And
patented
if,
idea.
If you heard it, know that it's our idea and if anyone steals
it.
Yep. Oh, I mean, once again, I'm in Haley's camera.
Get out of my camera.
Doomf, doomf, doomf. Okay.
Dale also made the note that it always looks like they live in a display home.
It does.
And they
really
eat a lot
does.
Of take, and the takeaway doesn't help.
Also, now Aria's back with her fucking black and white movies, but with Jake this time, who obviously doesn't
She's
give a shit.
Making him watch film noir. She says, black and white's a different world. I love it.
She also says, it's film noir. You're not supposed to trust anybody. Which made me remember that at some point in the future, can't remember when, there's an episode that's all black and white.
Yes.
It's a film noir episode.
Cunt.
And it's cunt.
Compliment.
Then I've written, oh yeah, Emily's shoulder.
Oh, and just Jake asks a question. Yeah, because in the black and white film scene with the bowl of popcorn gingerly placed between them.
Betwixt
them. They're kind of talking about just like that I guess he doesn't like black and white movies maybe. And then he's like, why does it make you so nervous? The idea that I might not like something as much as you do. It's such a weirdly intense question, Jake. And then I said, what a humorless conversation.
Yeah, they're definitely not meant to be together.
He's an attractive man, but...
he's hot. And something happens later, I think, that makes me like him. I think it's in this episode or next episode.
I think it's reasonable. The next one.
We'll find out.
I know what you're talking about.
Then Emily goes to the doctor and... Emily's being shady as hell, and I wrote down that the doctor is not chasing up about how shady she's being enough, but we find out that he actually does later. And then fucking Hannah goes to Ashley's office and finds a thank you card in Ashley's work bin that says, hope you're feeling better. The show was a dud. You didn't miss anything, which is such a fucking mean slight to the cast of Anything Goes.
I know.
8 shows a week, you know? They were probably tired.
You're going to the theatre. They're working hard.
It's one of the hardest jobs in entertainment.
Absolutely.
Cut off a break.
Hannah, and Ashley's gone like out for a second.
Yeah.
So Hannah's found it. And then when Ashley comes back in, she shows it and says like something like, oh, whatever. And then leaves. And I think we've said this about Hannah and I think it's going to come up a few times. Mm. She really pisses me off the way she deals with her anger, even though I know she's like 17 years old, but like, I'm like, just stay and ask your mum the questions.
Exactly. And also, it pisses me off, both of them. She obviously learned it from Queen Ashley Murray.
It's true.
They're not doing a good job with this communication thing.
No. I find it unproductive.
I do too. Also, next we have a crazy outfit from Spencer. She's dressed like a little girl on the prairie with a teal mullet skirt, a ballet bun,
yes,
and like a button-up cardigan sweater. It's fucking crazy.
I noticed the high-low. AKA the mullet. And then Emily's wearing ugly leggings.
Nothing new.
I think they were like red and black. I don't know.
This is the season of ugly leggings, this season four.
And it, as we've said, it would have been hot as fuck. Like,
yeah,
the coolest fashion when we were watching. But now it's tough.
It's tough.
But Spencer's outfit's nuts.
She doesn't miss much. It doesn't even look like, I guess it's Horse Girl, but it's not Spencer Horse Girl.
No.
You know who it is? It's Kate Horse Girl. That's what it is.
Could we say that Spencer might have the most consistently good, like, style? I'm not saying fashion. Yeah.
Yes.
Style in that, like...
stylistically, she is
likely on trend. Lisa Vanderpump having her own style.
Yes.
Of, like, I don't want to wear what Lisa wears, but I can identify her through that style.
Absolutely.
I think Spencer has, like, the most... I think she consistently looks the best.
Yeah.
I think I complain about her outfits the least. And she has the best style.
Not here.
But not here. Not it is a very here. Rare miss.
Yucky. Then we find out that the doctor did, in fact, take Emily's shadiness seriously. And then all of a sudden, Pam is at the goddamn school being like, Emily, get in the car. Your doctor basically...
Dr. Vargas.
Dr. Vargas.
Has spoken about the hydrocodone.
Dr. Vargas nerve.
Oh, my God. Nerve. Not going to lie. Watching Nia Peoples in this scene with Shay Mitchell was tough because Nia Peoples is acting Cirque du Soleil around her.
Yes. And
that's all.
Shay Mitchell is not giving.
No.
And Nia Peoples is like, we know that she's an impeccable actress that can be likable or unlikable. So she can do it all. Okay.
She can be a homophobe.
And
she can accept.
And she can accept.
And she's gorgeous.
And she's gorgeous. Yeah, she was like yelling at her kid because she's like, you stole my drugs from my surgery, however, 6 months ago, whatever. She tries to grab Emily, like, get in the car. Emily's like, let go of me.
Big mistake.
Huge. Then Aria gets a text that says, cleaning up Rosewood, one mean mummy at a time. Dig, we must. A. In reference to Pam. I didn't understand the context at this point. We will understand it soon.
I also did write, just get in the car, Emily.
Just get in the car.
Just get in the car. And yeah. Also, I have a note. Dale was watching with me.
King.
Dale pitched a spin-off.
Oh my God.
Where it's just the parents as empty nesters. And A like comes after them.
That's genuinely really
I would
good.
Watch that. So I love the parents in this show.
No one steal our idea for a Broadway version of PLL. No one steal Dale's idea for a spin-off about the parents.
Don't do it.
I will get you. Then I've written, how is Hannah allowed to just waltz into the police office and snoop at the Wilden case? She literally just walks in. The door to Holbrook's office is just open. The goddamn whiteboard with all the strings and everything is just them. There. And she waits at least 40 seconds before getting out her phone to try and take a picture. She just stares
and
at
her then, like, and it's got all the information in the world. And then she's the slowest. Hey, maybe we do know how long a second. What did Ella say? You don't know how long a second can last or whatever.
This was 1,000 seconds, it felt like.
This was 1,000 seconds.
Maybe Ella's right.
And then she like gets her phone and it's like a very funny like shot of her being like, halt, like dragging the phone up and then sexy can I just spot in my manners. Gabriel Holbrook.
Oh.
Cuts into the scene.
Molebrook with his sexy little mole. Oh, Sean Farris is so beautiful.
He's so beautiful. I love his like, well, I don't like his like tense jaw or whatever.
You think he's TMJ?
Probably.
I could help him with that because I've got TMJ. So I could, if he's, no one tell Dougie I said that. But if anyone is Sean Farris, I'm sorry. Tell Dougie, he wouldn't care.
He wouldn't care.
Now, Melissa is also there.
Yes.
Scary.
A Melissa entry into a scene is always a jump scare. Because she's always in like a polo and like a trim blazer and like skinny legs and the lob. And it's just, it's a lot.
It's a lot. She's meeting with Holbrook, which is like, why the fuck are you here? Why are you meeting? Sus, sus, sus. It's giving sus.
It is giving sus.
Then Caleb goes to flop Tom Marin. And he's like, I got to tell you all about this goddamn situation. Your ex-wife may have killed a police officer. You got to be ready to step up for your girl. Hannah Banana. Banana? Wow.
Hannah Banana. Hannah Banana. If we have to say it who with knew, our who accent. Knew. Hannah Banana. That you've brought up the wig, I kind of can't stop staring at people's hair while I'm watching this.
Okay. Caleb's hair looks insane.
Is Tyler Blackburn wearing a wig?
I don't know.
Because the hairline, it looked like, yeah, the hairline looked off. Like it was very, like
his
not
hair
a lace
looks dirty.
Front wig. There was
in
some
this episode.
I was like, is Tyler Blackburn wearing a wig? I don't know. My next note is the girls see the alley mask.
Yes.
I have no context.
So the girls are like, I don't know where they are, but they're all together. And Emily has not been, we find out she's not been truthful about like the pills. She's not told anyone the truth. She keeps lying and lies and lies and lies. And at the same time, we find out that Arya pulls back the masquerade mask that we mentioned earlier, and underneath is the creepy ceramic Allison mask. And they deduce that Ali must have like had the original mask made, because under that one, there's the, because this is all from Allison's stuff. There's like the etching of the guy who, like the stamp of like, I made this mask. So they're like, we must go to this guy.
And also at some point Emily says, because I think they're like, why would Ali do that or something?
Yeah.
And Emily utters the iconic catchphrase of the show. That's immortality, my darlings.
Nothing's more immortal than a breakable ceramic mask.
If I saw that Ali mask, I would crack it like you wouldn't believe.
If I saw that Ali mask, I would drive over it.
I also find it so funny, and this is no shade to like Sasha, but when people are like, wow, like look how, like I think Hector at some point is like, look how beautiful she is. And he like holds up the mask and I'm like, obviously she runs like circles around everyone looks wise, but like as in like normal people, but like,
yeah,
that's an ugly mask. Like it's really, I don't like it.
It scares
me. Melissa's one, spoiler for 2 seconds later, I feel like, is kind of better.
They're all fucking weird.
The
Ali
one
have
is
a ceramic
weird
mask
and it's not
of someone's
beautiful.
Real face. I don't like it. I don't want it.
I can't wait to get to Hector's House of Wax, as I call it.
Oh my God.
There's no wax, but.
But iconic film.
Yeah,
iconic
truly.
Point in time. Ashley will not tell Hannah where she was in New York, but she does tell Hannah, if anyone asks you where I was, just don't say anything. She's like, don't lie, but don't say anything.
I'm finding this Ashley plot hard.
Yeah,
I don't like seeing the girls fighting. I don't like seeing the heat on Ashley. I'm not enjoying it.
You know why? Because she's also not verbalized, I did not kill Wilden.
Yeah. She's not helping herself.
So she needs to say that to make the people believe that. You know what I mean?
Yep. I completely agree.
Then Spoberky break into Wilden. That's what I've written. Into Radley. But I wrote Wilden. They don't break into Wilden. He's dead.
And Spencer has the codes from when
they break into his. Oh my god!
There are people have just broken words into and names.
Spoberky break Bradley. Then, while they're breaking in, the girls minus Spenny go to see King Mask, House of Wax.
Hector Lime.
Hectos.
He makes masks for horror films. Jesus fucking Christ.
And when they get to his house, there's like a figure sitting at the porch. Oh. But it's not a person. It's a fucking mannequin.
Doesn't Hannah go like, hello or something? Like, doesn't Hannah like...
Hannah.
Or Emily.
Hannah. Guys, the sillies have really got me. Hannah talks to it and is like, how do you do that? No, yeah, they do talk to it. And then they're like, oh, it's a fucking man. This show has really made mannequins villains.
Oh, yeah.
Mannequin Skywalker. Hannekin. I'm losing it, everyone. Then Hectos, and he is Hectos.
Hectos.
Like, they show him the Allison mask, like, well, hey, and he just goes, well, you better come in.
Why? I know that, like, time is of the essence and blah, blah. I also know they go to school, but, like, why are they here so late? This is so...
And, of course, he lives next to a fucking lake.
Do you watch Real Housewives of Miami?
I've watched parts, but I need to be more consistent.
There's just this bit in the latest season that's, like, incredible where they're in Mexico and they go on a boat ride and they go past, like, a very famous, like, landmark, which is a house with heaps of, like, dolls. It's very PLL. And it's to honor, like, a child that, like, drowned there. So, like, a man that lived there, like, put dolls up to, like, I guess, let his spirit play with them or something. So that's, like, very wholesome. But it is just, like, the scariest dolls. And they're all having a fight and they keep just, like, cutting to dolls while people are, like, hyperventilating. But then the girls have to go piss there. Like, they all need to pee. And it truly, it felt like a PLL scene. And this felt like the exact same, like, just, like, a shack by the river or a lake. Where there's dolls.
And there are dolls. This the doll era is upon us almost. Jesus.
I love it.
I love it too. Okay. I have so many more notes and we have limited time.
True.
We might have to power through. Okay. Everyone, are you ready for speed notes? Let's go.
I'm not ready.
let's do it. They go in. Al Rados.
Yeah.
Spoberky look out window from Marion's room. Toberky's hair is so swooped up. That's what I've written.
That's great. That's kind of all, like, I was like, they go to the window where she allegedly jumped from.
And he's like, this is it. And then Spencer's like, are you sure? And then it cuts back to the mask guy and they're trying to ask him questions. And he's basically reveals that the only way to get answers from him is to give him your face. And he wants Emily to pose as Medusa.
I know we're doing a speed run, but I do want to say that the way he met Ali was he put an ad on the internet asking for a young, beautiful warrior of a model because he wanted to make a Joan of Arc mask. And Allison answered the ad. She was 14 years old, I assume, or 15, whenever, you know. This is so creepy.
It's incredible.
Also, creepy. It's so funny because so then he's like, you'd make a great Medusa to Emily. And then he's like, I'll give you info. Yes, if we can like give me your face. He's like, in exchange for your face. But then as terrifying. He's like putting the plaster on her, she is talking and I'm like, Aria or Han, whoever's like there, I'm like, do the heavy lifting. Like, Emily's not going to be able to talk.
No, exactly. It doesn't make any sense that she's the one that has to talk. Anyway.
Then he plasters her whole face.
Then he plasters her whole face. And only once he's taking it off, he says to her, breathe through your nose and out through your mouth. It's so weird. Then back at Rados, Spenny makes Toberky aware that it couldn't be the window that his mother leapt from because of like something to do with what she sees.
There's like a roof ledge that goes all the way around the building.
So they're like, oh, she probably would have had to jump from the roof. It can't be from here. And then Toberky decides he has to go talk to Dr. Palmer, who's his mother's doctor at the time. We'll get to him.
Oh, we'll get there.
King. Then we find out from
Hector's House of Wax
that Allison wanted the masks made so, quote, all her friends could look like her. Terrifying.
I'm so bored of this woman. This girl.
She's not even here and she's ruining everything.
Then shush.
Hannah is going Snoop mode in the back of the goddamn ceramicist lab.
She grabs something in the House of Wax. She grabs something, but it's not revealed at this point.
No.
I don't think.
And then apparently we hear from Hector as he's doing Emily's goddamn Medusa that apparently Allison told him to break the mold for her mask with her face when he was finished. Dot, dot, dot. Then we cut back to Rosewood. Tom Flop Marin pulls Caleb over.
Caleb's just like walking home alone.
How does he know where
and
he is?
And then Tom's like, skirt! We need a talk.
Skirt!
He says that, Tom says that Ashley, this is bad, Ashley came to his house, asked for money. They had a chat and then...
on the night that Wilden
was
moited.
Yes, Wilden was moited.
The night that she was supposed to be at Anything Goes.
He says she asked for more money than he had. And then he's, what's his girlfriend, his wife's name again?
Cunt.
Cunt. Cunt is like, Tom. So he goes in just to check on her. And then when he gets back, Ashley's gone.
Don't. Don't, don't.
Don't, don't,
don't. Who knows what happens?
Oh, and then he's like.
He reveals something important. Also, he reveals that when he came back, the gun in his desk was missing. So this is not looking good for Ashley Marin, our queen.
She's digging herself a hole.
Grave.
What did A say before? Dig something?
Dig, dig, dig. All you girls want is dig. What are you, a dog with dig. A bone? That's exactly what A said. Look it up.
Give a dog a bone.
Then the doctor, Emily's doctor, is saying something isn't adding up with your injuries, girl, because she said that she fell off her bike. And then...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So Family Services called Pam. They're like... you're abusing Emily because of her shoulder, her ulcer, all this doctor, police trouble.
Yeah, she's had so many things go wrong. And the doctor's and like, then, okay, well, she was being weird about it. Maybe her parents are hitting her or something.
Pam,
it's horrible.
Pam is such a well-refined like character because then she just goes, whatever happened to privacy in this country anyway?
Little Miss Alt-Right.
Do you think like...
They definitely voted for the bad guy.
Yeah. Put it out of your head. Aria's at the brew. She's getting a decaf non-fat mocha.
Important.
I wrote that down.
And is it the size of her head?
Has to be.
It has to be. That's the law. And she's, I've written, she's walking Ella into a bad idea. I'm not 100% on board with Ella going away.
No.
Yeah. I am for her safety, but also.
And for her fun.
And for her fun. And the pastries.
And to bring Byron back.
Yeah.
But no, it's like. That's true.
But also I'm
I would be like, Mum, can I come with you?
Because also, yeah, exactly. Aria also says, like, she's like, I'm only just like adjusting to Mum not being in the house. Her being in another continent will be really hard. So I'm like, okay, well, tell your mother that. Tell your mother you need her. Go with her. Get away from
but
fucking
instead,
Aunt Ezra.
She begs her to go to Vienna. And then it's Spencer's house. Hannah is annoyed that Spencer hasn't been answering the phone.
The phone, because Spencer's at Al Rados. And then Hannah reveals what she found in the goddamn back of House of Wax, which is a mold of Melissa's face.
To which I said, I wouldn't be able to tell that that's Melissa, but okay. The Ally one, yes. I don't know. Maybe I need to look at the Melissa one. I think Tori DeVito's so like
maybe you
classic.
Need one. Maybe we need to get you a Tori
Jesus
DeVito.
Jesus Christ. How oh, yeah, I'd get a Tori DeVito one. I thought you meant one for me.
I was about to say how much... money would people pay for us to get face molds made?
You tell us.
You would have to pay for it. I'm not doing that. But if you want, hey, that's merch maybe.
Just like a Patreon tier that's like a lot of like a like lot of
thousands
money.
Of dollars.
Imagine if we could go to Hector's House of Wax. I would not. There's no price.
You could not pay me to go to Hector's House of Wax. However, you could pay me to force Haley to get a mold of her face made because I think that's funny.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. If she could do it back to me, that's the only reason. We would have to choose each other's fate. Then Hannah and Ashley are having a tense conversation through the bathroom door. Okay, I must say, Ashley Marin's, sorry, Laura Layton, because we're talking actress house down.
Yeah.
She is just acting with her voice through the door, responding to Hannah. We don't see her. And the emotion is palpable.
It's palpable. It's like concerning because she's running a bath.
Oh.
They've got, which is like never... I don't know. You never just want to be talking to a sad, like, you know what I mean? It's just, it makes you scared.
It does make you scared.
If I was Hannah, because when Hannah almost wants to go in, I'm like, you should go in.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I
also,
would be quite concerned.
I don't know about you, but I grew up in a house where if my mum's in the shower or I'm in the shower or the bath, you just walk
in. You go in. The urge I had to go, but I'm feeling 22. And I had to stop myself because I'm like, you're sharing a thought.
I'm grateful
I'm
grateful that you still told me.
I was like, I just have to show my working.
And
Hannah,
it's important.
I just want to point out. Show my working.
And this is maths.
I'm very bad at maths. Hannah also has like a really big gold shiny tote bag that I had like almost the exact same one off, except mine's from Sports Girl. So I know they're not the same.
No. Iconic Australian brand. it's yeah. So basically, Ashley and Hannah's talking to her, and he's like, "Mom, you home or something?" Like the conversation itself isn't that deep.
I just wrote that Ashley apologizes.
She's like, "Sorry for about four or something," and Hannah's like, "Okay." And then
it's spooky.
It's spooky and it's sad. And then we go. The camera cuts into the bathroom. Ashley Marin's fully clothed, standing there with the bath running, looking so like
yeah,
it's terrified and it's so sad. It's sad. I've also written, "Just let us see her naked ass."
Just.
You know,
just give us a nude scene.
Give us a
on this PG-13 show.
First of all, give us a nude scene on this PG-13 show. Second of all, mothers and daughters would just open the door and talk to each other when they were nude, especially if it's only two women living in the house.
Oh,
surely
they're always seeing each other's tits and ass.
One of them came out of the other one's putain.
I guess because they're in a bad place at the moment.
And that bad place is Rosewood. It's always bad.
Oh my God, it's now, the worst place.
Now, Melissa is a jump scare I've written, which she literally, we both jump scared at Melissa. Yeah. So that's important.
I just wrote that they have a weirdly tense convo, which is always these two.
Oh my God. The way that this episode is full of conversations where people are skirting around what they want to say and asking fucked questions. Basically, Spencer's sitting on a little poof at like near her window and she's got the Melissa mask mold like just next yes. to her on the floor. And then she like, while Melissa's like, talking
cover
to her,
it.
Covers it with a blanket. Melissa walks in like a Slytherin-esque
oh.
cosplay blazer moment.
Yeah.
It's like black with like green trim.
Yes.
And the conversation is wild. Melissa like muses on everyone who's died. She's like,
and she says like,
out of nowhere,
if you had to protect someone you loved, I don't know. Like she asks
a hypothetical.
Oh no, Spencer once asked her like a question about it. That's like, if you had to like choose between people you loved or something. And then
did she? I don't remember this, but yeah. And then she brings that out and then they talk about Wilden, but Melissa says she barely knew him, but also obviously he did because you were going to the police officer to lie. Talk about him.
Liza Minnelli lies.
Liza Minnelli, the house down boots.
I'm so excited for my next note personally.
Go.
Because I don't know where you are at. You might have more good notes. Because I feel like you would know.
I know what the next note is and mine is the same and it's one of the okay. most important things we've ever seen in this show.
In bed, okay. Emily gets sent
Emily's
the
asleep.
Funniest pic of her mum's headshot photoshopped behind bars from A.
It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's like...
it's just a headshot of Nia Peoples.
Emily is asleep, wakes up, phone vibrates. Oh, what's happening? No context, no like open message. She just turns, unlocks the phone. Picture of her mum behind bars, like, and such bad Photoshop. Like, not even, it's like,
it's so funny.
It's like a Snapchat filter.
You make me feel like I got locked out of heaven. That was like the top song for ages.
It was.
And then you posted it to our stories, I guess,
when I was watching whenever. It because I took a picture of it because it was so funny.
And I think I took a picture of it as well and I didn't like post it. And then, so it's kind of, it's two things coming together. Bruno Mars locked out of heaven and
People's behind bars. Two things. One cup. Important. The cup is, of course, Aria's decaf no foam mocha.
Now, oh, and then Pam comes in and...
she breaks out of prison. She comes into Emily's room.
And she says, Papa Fields is coming home because family services called him to...
coming home from the goddamn army base.
I'm excited for a sexy Wayne Fields.
I'm also excited for it. Sexy Papa Fields on his way back. And it's just amazing. Like I just can't get over the picture. Sorry. It's
the best thing that the show has done in this season so far.
Absolutely. Then there's an A scene where the bone song plays.
Dem like, bones.
Like the knee won't connect to the I had a game, a PC game that was like Nickelodeon and it had all these different Nickelodeon things. And one of them was karaoke and you sing karaoke with SpongeBob and it was about SpongeBob and it was like him singing about different things and then, but it's all a joke. And then he's like, cause I don't have bones. Cause I'm a sponge.
Oh,
important.
And that's where you learned comedy.
Absolutely.
So while Dem Bones is playing, A is putting up like x-rays of Emily's shoulder that must have been stolen from Dr. Vargas, who we're hearing a lot about.
Oh, my God. Well, also...
Viva Dr. Vargas.
I would love to know Okay, A now also has access to an X-ray machine. What's happening?
And yet they're bad at Photoshop.
So bad at Photoshop.
Which is a shock, like a really shocking miss for A.
Yeah. Somebody's so good really at so thankful. Many things, you know. Oh, incredible. Beautiful. Incredible all right. Ep.
No trivia. Like, there is trivia on the wiki, but all the trivia for this season is very, like, prep for this episode and, episode four began on March 22, 2013. It is stuff that I find interesting, but it's very, like, yeah, and then, like, the read-through is on, like, April 1. Like, it's just all about, like, prep, read-throughs, and filming, which I do find interesting.
I do, too.
Oh. Great. Well, filming for this episode in 404 began on April 4, 2013 and ended on April
22, 2013. Wow.
And then there was a wiki comment. From Buttercup1397 on the 29th of June, 2013.
Okay.
Spoby has gotten so boring. I don't give a flying fuck about his mother's suicide. Either Spoby spices up or they can break up. It's so funny.
I don't give a fuck about his mother's suicide is
I'm not gonna,
so crazy.
It's so like hectic, but I was like nodding along. Of like, but, this hey, is harsh.
Buttercup, more like buttercunt, because that's...
Buttercunt, you're hectic, but like, I can't... You said it, not me. You said
you're
it.
You're allowed to... Just your opinion.
I don't give a flying fuck about his mother's suicide. Either Spoby spices up or they can break up.
Amen to that, Sistine Chappelle Corby. Wow.
That's so funny. Okay, let's get into some... Seggies, some segments, some seg rolls. Head to our Instagram, call.and.adult. If you want more of a breakdown of these, one of our pinned posts has like a little explainer of these stupid segments that we do. Okay, Ash, who is the hottest adult of this episode?
I mean, the fact that they gave me the imagining option of Ashley Marin in a bathtub.
I agree.
Even though she wasn't, it's just the fact that I could imagine that that's what was happening. It's imagining her in a bathtub.
I agree.
Beautiful.
And also Sean Farris still, I think like until...
Mulbrook. Oh, maybe it should be him.
Mulbrook.
Mulbrook. It's that beautiful Mulbrook. Mole.
What was the... I have like the ones from last or like two episodes ago. So it's like Sean Farris, then yikes, the episode pig.
Pig.
What was the yikes of this episode? Probably Hector's House of Wax.
Yeah, having to go to fucking that mannequin out the front.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
And his eyeliner.
I loved his eyeliner.
I liked his eyeliner.
That was not.
But
a
it was also yikes.
Slay.
Okay.
It's giving slay
yikes.
I don't know if the microphone just picked that up, but my body be bubbling. My tummy just went.
I didn't hear it.
Well, yeah.
Maybe the listeners did though. I don't know. Who gets a buttercream from us, Daddy Hastings? Who did a good job in this episode? I think Spencer did an all right job in this episode.
I think Spencer breaking into places always gets a buttercream.
Yeah.
I think Ella for like having a cute little romance, potentially going to Vien.
And I think that's about like it.
Everyone else is pissing me off.
I agree. Like everyone's, I guess, like trucking along is that like they're all going through like a tough time.
You know what?
But they're annoying me.
I would like to give A a buttercream for that fucked Photoshop photo because it's so funny.
Actually, I agree. Also, no, I'll save it for another segment.
Okay.
Who needs to wait for crazy bread from Noel Kahn?
Hector.
Allie for wanting all her friends to look like her.
Oh my God. Melissa for being cryptic. Spencer for being cryptic. Ashley Marin for being cryptic. Hannah for being cryptic. Tom Marin for stalking Caleb in the streets.
And Zach needs to wait for stupid bread. Ignorant bread for asking put motherhood off the table,
for a second. Yeah.
He needs silly Billy he needs bread. Like it's innocent, but it's also like, okay, Zach.
Okay.
What gave us a hardcover? What made us horn?
Mulbrook.
Yeah, it King. Is. It's Mulbrook.
And also, once again, imagining Ashley Marin in a buff.
Sexy, I can't. Just standing in manners. What gave us a soft cover? What made us what made us not horny at all?
Hector.
Hector in the House of Wax.
The mannequin.
The mannequins.
All of it.
Who gets a wine from Byron? Now, this is where I like stopped myself before because I was like, I do think Pam deserves like just like a kind of pat on the shoulder to be like, oh, you're going through it.
I think she deserves like a cask, like a goon bag full of wine bottle. Yes. Like that much wine, but from bottles, you know?
She like does deserve like a wine night with some gals to just like talk about what she's going through.
Or even, you know what? that much wine for her and her hot hubby who's coming back from base.
Because obviously she shouldn't have grabbed Emily at all. Like, but she is like in this gaslighty like situation. So she's not a perfect parent at all. But
she deserves one. You know who else? One. Caleb. Trying to be like Tom Maron, support your fucking daughter because you're a flop and something fucked is happening. And then also finding important information out for us.
Exactly.
Slay.
Line of the episode.
Oh, for me, it was the chicken satay.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
1%. Once again, I'm gonna find it and read it out so that I can say it exactly as, which is, you're looking at me like you think I might steal your chicken satay. But I mean, you'd be surprised how long a second can last is up there also.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty
also
funny.
Like for like a bad version of the award.
Zach.
Not Zach. Fuck, I just saw Aria going, black and white's a different world. I love it. Yeah, we know.
Get a life.
Stupid head. Stupid. Anyway, and they are the segments. That was so fun.
Love
Ash,
you.
I love you.
I love you.
Listeners, we love you. Watchers,
we love you.
A cucks, we love you.
We love you, cucks.
And we hope you have a lovely week.
Life.
Fortnight. So if you want to hear from us every week, subscribe to the Patreon.
Subscribe to the goddamn Patreon because you can hear from us every week and watch from us because it'll all the we feel
it. If this is what you want.
There's more. And if you just want to keep, if you're watching this right now on our YouTube channel and you want to watch more episodes, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like it, leave comments, I guess.
Get it up.
Follow us on Instagram. Get it up and get it in, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen
and
to
tell
it.
Your friends about it. Tell your friends, your family. Friends. Bond over this stupid podcast with people because, yeah, when you rate us 5 stars and share the word, it just helps us make more quality content.
Which we love to do. What a gift.
Wow. Well,
we've done it.
Another day is done. Time to go eat chicken satay.
Goodbye,
I am
everyone.
Hungry. Close your damn blinds.
Close your goddamn blinds.
Close your
this
damn blinds.
Second time I've almost forgotten.
I will. It's always at the bottom of my notes, so I will never forget.
9/11.
Free at last.
9/01. Free at last. Never forget to close your fucking goddamn blinds.
Close your damn blinds.
You know why? It's because we're in a room that doesn't have windows.
Yeah, we are in a windowless room.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Tobuki. Oh, off by me.
It was perfect.
You're perfect. Friends, before you go, we just have to tell you, we both have Melbourne International Comedy Festival shows coming up very soon that we would like to plug.
So I'm directing a show. It is called Oh Happy Gay by the group Mr. Act, which is three wonderful queer comedians. And it's just a really funny sketch show. You can head to the Comedy Festival website, type Oh Happy Gay, and you'll find them.
And I have my third hour of comedy, but it is my first ever hour of stand-up. Ooh, called Restless, which will be available in person in Melbourne or online, live streamed. So if you're a listener, most of our listeners are not from Australia, anywhere in the world, you can watch it at home. It'll only be available to watch online between the 2nd of April and I think the 21st of April of 2024. So get your ticket to watch the live stream. It's going to be so much fun. And if you're in Melbourne, come along to see it. Come to the filming of the live stream on April 2nd at Stupid Old Studios. Or go to the Comedy Festival website. Look up my name, Ashley Appap, or Restless, and you'll see all the details. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be so much fun.
You got to go.
You got to come.
I'm not biased.
And you know what? If you come in person, Restless is right before Oh Happy Gay. You could do a double feature.
Double feature.
Hope to see you there, friends.
Mwah.
Beautiful listeners, if you didn't know, we actually have a Patreon, which we call The Dollhouse. So come hang out in our dollhouse.
We also have a YouTube channel. So if you want to watch this episode and other episodes, head to our YouTube channel and subscribe.
And you can find all updates at our Instagram or look in the episode show notes.
We love ya.
We love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Call an Adult. We appreciate you more than Alison appreciates immortality, my darlings. Please give the show some love by giving us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice.
You can stay up to date on episodes by following our Instagram at call.an.adult, as well as our respective Instagrams at Ashley Crapapp and at Hayley Tanto. Have a lovely day, and don't forget,
shut your damn blinds!
See ya! Call an Adult is recorded on the stolen lands of the Boonwurrung and Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land. Sovereignty was never ceded.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Call an Adult. We appreciate you more than Alison appreciates immortality, my darlings. Please give the show some love by giving us a 5-star rating and review on your podcast platform of choice.
You can stay up to date on episodes by following our Instagram at call.an.adult, as well as our respective Instagrams at Ashley Crapapp and at Hayley Tanto. Have a lovely day, and don't forget,
shut your damn blinds!
See ya! Call an Adult is recorded on the stolen lands of the Boonwurrung and Woiwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of the land. Sovereignty was never ceded.